Thank you very much, Christian. Now, your War Eagle, welcome into the Region's Bean postgame show. How's this one feel?
Oh, it feels great. I mean, it all kind of finally got put together, and I think we've been just kind of like on edge for that moment and stuff like that, and it's really good to get this team win.
Yeah, I know it's been an emotional week, and you guys have been playing together all weekend long. You've been seeing it, and as you say, it all came together today in all three phases. I thought it started with the defense. Your defense, you made two heck of a plays early in the game. Did that set the tone for you today?
I mean, I just go out there and do what I got to do. I'm trying to save some batters from getting on base, of course. They're a great team out there, and I think we're right there with them. So,
well, for you in the sixth inning, I mean, it sparked. You followed Michaela Packer, and you roped one to right center. What were you looking for in that at-bat, facing one of the best pitchers in the SEC?
I mean, honestly, they gave me the bunt sign, and I kind of missed it, but I kind of had a plan. I was like, just get her to third, do my job, move her, do anything I can just to kind of hit it right center gap or something like that. And it ended up hitting it right center gap, so it worked out. So I'm happy about it.
Do you get a pass when you miss a bunt sign with that result?
Oh, I don't know. I guess, right? I'll take it. I'm sure they took it too.
But, hey, look, this is a great win for your team, as you alluded to. What's this do for you? Is to step outside of SEC play next week back into non-conference play?
We just got to keep playing softball. Softball doesn't change. We just got to go out there, stay within ourselves, and just trust each other out on the field every day.
How about you in this team, though? I mean, how much do you love playing alongside these girls? Y'all have the talent, the capability. You've done it for 3 years now, and now you get a chance to prove everybody wrong.
Oh, yeah. I mean, besides the softball part, I mean, we love to have fun, and celebrating out here with this team, it just makes it so much easier to go out here and just play for each other, and I'm just so grateful for each and every one of them.
Now, congrats on this one. Enjoy it. We'll see you back here Wednesday night. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Maddie Pinta joins us here on the Regions Bay postgame show. Maddie, welcome in. War Eagle, big win for your Tigers today, 4-1 over Tennessee. This was a tough offensive team you had to face. What was working for you in the circle today?
I think it was really just about putting all the pieces together, you know, having the change up there, fastball accuracy, and then just being competitive, working ahead. My defense had my back all game long. They did a great job. And then my offense stepped up, especially in that last inning, and got some insurance runs to make me more comfortable out there. They did a great job. Everybody did.
First thing I noticed that was a key difference from Friday to today was you got a lot of first pitch strikes. How did that help the confidence in the circle again facing Tennessee?
It definitely helps with the confidence, you know, knowing that you can throw your pitch, the more strikes, of course, you get ahead. But the other day, you know, I think I knew who I was facing and I did an okay job, but I think that definitely elevated my game and I was able to use those off-speed pitches.
You mentioned the offense. You got a chance to pitch with a lead for most of the game because your Tigers jumped out 2-0 in the first inning. How does that shift the confidence or the mindset at all as you face a team like Tennessee?
Well, knowing that Tennessee is the offensive powerhouse that they are, you know, I knew that 2 wasn't going to be enough. I mean, I kept encouraging my team to score some more, and thankfully we did in the end there. But at the end of the day, 2 was enough. But just being able to be more comfortable out there with those 4 runs. But, yeah, them scoring in the first inning gave me hope that – well, gave me hope, but, you know, told me that they were in this to fight and I was going to fight for them.
Well, and you did that all weekend for your teammates. They did that for you. This team is playing for each other right now. What does this win do for your team as you move forward and try to make some more noise in the SEC?
I think it gives us a lot of confidence. You know, like you said, they're an amazing team. They're top of the SEC. They're fourth in the nation. And if we beat them, I think that we know that we're capable of beating anybody.
Well, Maddie, enjoy this win. Go get some rest. We'll see you back next week. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers player of the game, Maddie Pinta, as the Tigers win it today 4-1 over the Tennessee Lady Vols. We are joined now by Tigers head coach Mickey Dean as Auburn defeats Tennessee by a final of 4-1. Coach Dean, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
700th career win for you today, Coach Dean. Did you realize it coming in?
Only because our sports department always has to do that stuff. They know I don't like that stuff. Even with Maddie, I think, you know, I don't like them thinking about that stuff. And so it's one of 700, but this is a special group right here because, you know, they fight. And a lot of people want them to quit and give up.
Yeah.
They really do, but they're not going to. So they're going to have to just hate it for a little bit longer because we're going to keep fighting and we're going to keep winning.
Well, you told me in the pregame you put pressure on the defense. Good things that happened. You did that right out the gate. How did that set the tone for the day, Coach?
Well, the nice thing was I asked me what the difference in the game was, and the difference of the game is their hitters are like piranhas. You know, if they get off to a good start, it's going to be a long game. I thought Maddie and our defense did a really nice job in those first two innings. And then you throw the two runs on top. It kind of just kept them at a lull. And then it was really big. And, you know, it took us seven innings. But in the last inning, we started finally going backside. And we hit a triple and a double. We drive in two runs, and that's insurance. And then, of course, a great defensive play. Hell, we could stand here all day and talk about this stuff. But, you know, that was, we work on that all the time. And she came up, fired the second, and they all put a great tag. So now instead of second and third with one out and their big hitters coming up, it's two outs, running on third. We win the ball game.
I'll ask you about two players, and I'll let you go. First, Nelia Peralta had the great defense at short. She made the tag, and then the bat came alive. Coach, she's had a tough year. She stayed with it every game. How what's it like seeing her evolve today?
It's our team. We don't quit. No one's going to quit.
Maddie Pinta looked well today, too, and the biggest difference I noticed from Friday to today was she got ahead with a lot of first-pitch strikes. How does that help you working ahead, Coach?
Well, it helps tremendously. And what helped really today was is Aubrey did a really good job of communicating, and so we were able to get ahead with in-and-out pitches, and Maddie was hitting both sides of the plate, and that was really a key because, like I said, their hitters are like piranhas. We didn't want them to start feeding.
Coach, appreciate it. Enjoy this win. We'll see you back next week. War Eagle.
War Eagle.